None but the hungry heart. 6:13. Threefold cord. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Romans 8, verse 18. The word of life, the Lord of life, and the exigencies of life all must combine to give us a ministry of life. There is no personal knowledge of God but as we count on him, as we are practically conscious of depending on him and of his caring for us. One without straits and victories really has no growing acquaintance with God. And where there is not this, however great the intelligence or sincerity, there is little or no savour. It is the trials and difficulties of the way that are the opportunities for our hearts to grow in acquaintance with him. And it will be found, while there are many great enjoyments in ministry and in the unfolding of truth, that really there is not strength but in proportion as one has learned how God has been for and with one in the trials and sorrows of the way, and as one has known him in them, so is one able to speak of him. The one purpose which our Father has in view, in all his ways, is to conform us to the image of his Son. This may explain our perplexities as to the past. It will govern our behaviour in the present. It is to be our guidance in the future. The chief concern of our Lord is not to instruct us about a multitude of details, not to explain to us the reason for the trials which we are called to pass through. He is working out everything to serve his supreme purpose in displaying the character of his Son in his redeemed ones. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 15.